From NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. BP says it's trying to make a clean cut in the busted riser that's gushing oil into the Gulf of Mexico. It's part of the latest effort to cap the well and funnel the majority of the fluids now leaking up to the surface. Meanwhile, BP Managing Director Bob Dudley defends the company against allegations it may have cut corners on well casings that could be linked to the disaster.
That casing designs on that well are similar to designs on rigs and wells used all across the Gulf. The decisions that were made in the final hours on the rig of decisions to control the well are something that the investigations are going to have to go through in great detail.
Meanwhile, oil cleanup along the Gulf Coast is making progress, but NPR's Netta Ulaby reports the president's top advisor on energy and climate change says it's slow.
Carol Browner said the government could have been more aggressive in demanding data right after the BP rig started leaking. But she told the CBS show Face the Nation that the government is now, quote, on top of it, and some fixes are working.
There are the burns, which have been hugely successful, more than 80 burns now, where you corral the oil, you actually ignite it, and you volatilize it. There are the skimmers. The skimmers have now removed almost 11 billion, I think more than 11 billion barrels of oil and water.
Browner also responded to concerns about a certain dispersant BP is using and its long-term effects on the water column. She acknowledged the amount of dispersant being used is unprecedented, but said the government is keeping a close eye on the environment. Netta Ulaby, NPR News.
Tropical Storm Agatha has weakened after slamming into Guatemala yesterday, but people throughout the region are bracing for more mudslides as the system continues to bring heavy rain and flooding. The death toll has risen to at least 16, and thousands in Guatemala, Mexico, and Honduras are in shelters. Agatha is the first named storm of this year's Pacific hurricane season. Polls in Colombia have just closed. Voters cast ballots in a presidential election that the Obama administration is watching closely. That's because whoever wins will oversee billions of dollars in U.S. aid that's used to fight Marxist rebels and drug trafficking. One of the leading candidates knows Washington well and promises to build on his predecessor's tough security policies. Another vows to fight corruption. Neither is expected to get enough votes to win a runoff election next month. South Korea and Japan have failed to convince China to join them in condemning North Korea for allegedly sinking a South Korean warship. After a weekend summit, China's premier said his priority is to handle the impact of the incident and vowed to work with every country involved to maintain stability in the region. South Korea needs China's backing in order to get the UN to address the matter. This is NPR. Motorcyclists are choking the streets of Washington, D.C. in the annual Memorial Day Rolling Thunder demonstration aimed at honoring fallen service members. Meanwhile, in New York City, Korean War Navy veteran Rudy Fafalak says more people need to recognize the true nature of this holiday.
We honor the guys that took care of us when we needed them out there. You gotta, like, save your life.
A high-ranking U.S. delegation is in Belgium this Memorial Day weekend. American soldiers helped liberate the country from the Nazis. Terry Schultz reports from the Ardennes World War II American Cemetery.
President Obama's great-uncle, William Payne, himself a World War II veteran, joined Secretary of Veterans Affairs General Eric Shinseki in services at the Ardennes Cemetery in Belgium. Most of the more than 5,000 soldiers buried here died in the Battle of the Bulge. Germany's last-ditch offensive in the Belgian mountains was broken by Allied troops. And though it was the deadliest battle of the entire war for the United States, as Shinseki recounted,
they prevailed in field and forest across France and Belgium and Luxembourg. They lie here, plucked at the height of their bloom, forever young, forever brave, forever remembered.
And they are remembered. Belgians turn out in very high numbers to U.S. Memorial Day ceremonies held at each of the three American cemeteries here. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz at the Ardennes American Cemetery in Belgium.
Venus Williams is out of the French Open after losing to Nadia Petrova in the fourth round on a cold, windy day. In men's play, top-ranked Roger Federer made the quarterfinals. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News in Washington.